step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Well, a year ago when the pandemic first started, we were having discussions about supply chains and unexpected demand, making toilet paper, disinfectant, surgical masks, etc. hard to find. Well, now we're seeing shortages of some products again, but for different reasons. Let's talk about it as we bring in WIOD senior national correspondent Michael Bauer on. You can follow him on Twitter at The Bauer Show. Good morning, Michael. Hope you had a good weekend.
And some of the reasons are exactly the same that you had for the toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Like you had in the case of lumber, where the prices are just exceedingly high right now. That was because there was a reason. Because prior to COVID, you had sawmills cut down their lumber production because they thought there was going to be a housing slump. There was every indication, as you got these businesses trying to predict from a retail element going all the way back up the food chain, if you will, when it comes to supply, to get back to manufacturers and to get back to the raw materials. Everybody thought there was going to be this slump when it came to housing, so everybody started slowing the process down. That slump never arrived, Manny, and then you had COVID. So as soon as COVID started to release and people started to get out more, there's this red-hot housing market, right? And guess what there's not enough of? Lumber. So that's a portion that's very similar to what we had seen when it came to paper towels and the hand sanitizers, where there wasn't this ability to predict for a global pandemic that was coming up, and that everybody was in the process of either speeding up or slowing down whatever it is that they were producing. In the case of paper towels, it was kind of just, let's just keep things as they are, and the demand grew. So it could be a supply and demand issue. It could be a worker issue, Manny. And we're seeing that with chicken and gas right now. Those two things are being affected by workers, where you're starting to see chicken prices going up. You're seeing KFC, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop all having to pay steep prices to get chicken in, not because there's a shortage of the bird, not because there's a shortage of the meat, but because there's difficulty attracting workers to begin processing those. So to get the chicken processed and to get the meat processed and then sent off, that's becoming the problem right now. Now, whether that has anything to do with unemployment insurance payments or stimulus payments, or if those people who were temporarily laid off or put on hold as far as their jobs were concerned during COVID found other means to work because they had to, all of that is making it a trouble for these processing plants to attract workers going forward.
Well, you would in terms of chicken, you would think that that never would have, those people can't work remotely, obviously, and I wouldn't have thought that there would have been mass layoffs in that industry because people were locked down. They were still buying groceries. They were actually buying more than they normally would because
also concerns for a while there over pork products and those plants and people working close together and being able to spread. Right. And then what happens if you do have COVID and you're working over chicken? We don't even know to that extent what's going on. So those all became concerns and questions about what that meant. And look, there's a certain... you have a certain supply that you've kind of backstock and prepare for. But once that's whipped up and you have to send those out, like in the case of ketchup packets, right? There's no shortage of, but the ketchup packets, because everybody shut down for COVID and restaurants had to go to takeout exclusively, everybody started ordering those packets. And then the ketchup industry ran out of the packets to have ready to go.
Right.
So you have to keep up with that demand with the supply. And if you aren't prepared for that because you haven't had this instance hit you before, that becomes a challenge. Our gas prices right now are high, not because there's a lack of gas, not because there's a lack of crude oil, but because there's a lack of drivers. Right now, we have 20 to 25% of tank trucks in a fleet are parked because they don't have drivers to deliver the gas from the refineries out to the actual gas stations. And that's where you're starting to see almost $3 a gallon on a national average, which is up 60% from a year ago. And we'll probably climb over that $3 a gallon point well into it by the time we get to Memorial Day, because you factor in the Colonial Pipeline issue and the ransomware attack, that's going to slow things down too. But that was something we were already headed for because we don't have the workers right now. And again, that comes down to when you see the numbers, the job numbers that came in on Friday and the extremely low number, like 800,000 shy of where they were expecting things to be. And then you go, wait a minute, how come we can't hire drivers to be able to deliver gas to the gas stations? something's amiss there. We're not sure what it is, but things aren't aligning the right way as we're trying to get out of COVID to make things work properly and smoothly right now.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of these industries haven't been able to adjust quickly enough to, you know, quote unquote, it's cliche, our new normal, because this is the way things are going to be now. And this is also going to hurt, you know, the economic recovery in the long term.
Could very well. That's the big concern here, is exactly to what level and how long does it take? How long is it going to take the lumber industry to catch up? How long is it going to take the steel industry to, how long is it going to take the ketchup industry to catch up, right? All of that is going to become the big issue here, the clear question mark, because all of it is a plan and we all understand that we're going to have to get to that point. So in the meantime, unless you had an incredible backstock of all these ketchup packets, you know there's going to take you some time to get that back together. But how long is that going to be? Yeah. That's going to be the big challenge here. And then what happens in between? When you're talking about, you know, computer chip problems, it wasn't that there was a lack of computer chips. It became a shift in demand where it was. So instead of people wanting them in their cars because they weren't driving, they were staying home and they said, okay, well, I'm going to get it in my new computer or my new washer and dryer that I'm going to have at the house. It became a change in where those computer chips were going. And thus, it was still a large production. But now car companies are coming back going, okay, give us our big amount we wanted. And they're like, yeah, but we had to use it for all of these other things while we were in COVID. That becomes the challenge.
Yeah, it's like the whole house of cards. Everything starts falling like dominoes. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Michael. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Stay safe.
You got to stay safe, Manny.